With markets changing and living costs rising, finding a reliable place to grow your money matters now more than ever. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested money earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. There are no account fees or minimums, and you also get free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts 24/7, so you always have access to your money when you need it. And when you're ready to invest, you can transfer your cash to one of Wealthfront's expert-built portfolios in just minutes. More than 1 million people already use Wealthfront to save and build long-term wealth with confidence. Get started today at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Wealthfront Brokerage is not a bank. Annual percentage yield on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. The cash account is not a bank account. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY. It's time your hard-earned money works harder for you. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested cash earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. No account fees, no minimums, and free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts anytime. Join over a million people who trust Wealthfront to build wealth at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and is not a bank. APY on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.
We are a weekly podcast, Soul of a Gamer.
Hey, I'm smart this time. Well, I did it this time.
Let's not go that far, okay?
I will fuck it up again.
I love pressing that button. That was my favorite button. That's...
This game gets really fucking weird.
So you do acid and then you go into the hamster shit.
And this week is
Night Trap.
Night Trap.
They're right behind you. Night Trap.
10-year-old birthday party. Next scene, kill the kid.
You got to kill the kid. Sha la 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 la, car is coming. Throw your body into the car and die. All I could do every time I was playing Ethan was just would start walking around and go, Jason!
Oh, God.
It's just...
Zero.
What?
Zero.
Zero what?
Zero.
Zero.
Coke Zero. Zero. Well,
we are not sponsored by Coke Zero. I shouldn't
have I wish we were sponsored by like anything at this point.
Yes.
So we are sponsored by Super Dildos. Super Dildos. Oh. If you're going to shove something up
Dragon.
Your ass, make it
hey,
a Super
if
Dildo.
We're going to be sponsored by any dildo company. We're going to be sponsored by Dragon, the monster of dildos, man. Those are like the giant.
Is that a real one?
Like legend. Yes, Dragon.
Okay,
Dildo.
Don't say any real stuff. We got to make up fake ones.
The sloppy schlongs.
I like the sloppy schlongs. They're amazing. They really fit your ass well.
Speaking of the word schlong, I watched a really bad B-movie the other day starring Vanilla Ice.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes. And I think it was called Cold as Ice, actually.
Oh, my God.
And in the movie, he was this like stupid womanizer rapper, actually, and he rapped most of the music in it.
Okay.
But at one of the point, he like walks away from this group of friends, and they're like, hey, where are you going, man? We're waiting until my bike gets fixed. And he's like, I got to go sling my schlong.
God, the 90s and the 80s were the best time for B-movies. And I feel like they're all just fucking trash, but it was funny back then, you know?
Riff Trax does a great version of this, by the way. I watched that version of it, but like, God damn it. Just hearing him say, I gotta go sling my schlong was the most cringeworthy thing I've seen in so long, but I have to tell everybody. This is stupid. Yep.
All right, well, welcome back, guys.
Hi.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Steven.
And we are Soul of a Schlong Schlinger Steven.
Say that three times fast.
God, we got to make a shirt that says Schlong Schlinger Steven.
Schlong.
That's a lot of alliteration, too.
Schlong Schlinger Steven.
Yeah.
It's better than Scuba Steve.
So we are a weekly podcast, Soul of a Gamer podcast. We play games. We tell you about it. This week, we're doing another Hot Takes.
Yeah.
We are doing, what are we doing again? Best multiplayer games and best
vehicles or best vehicle combat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's just jump right into this. And just a little caveat here. Guys, I know we normally talk a little bit about what we're playing, and we'll just talk about it right here. I finally beat Dragon Age Origins again.
Whoa.
Dude, I do not regret playing as a warrior. Like, my first playthrough ever, I regretted it so much playing as a warrior because I just built the warrior so fucking stupid, I think. And I made it all the way to the end of the game and then just kept dying. Like, I couldn't do anything.
Okay.
Because I was just so pathetic. And this time I'm like, holy shit, I'm a fucking god. I can't be I can't be beat.
Fair.
Yeah. It's actually really cool how much development you can have in this game. And now I'm on to, I didn't even know this. They released a, I guess you call it an expansion.
Oh, okay.
So essentially they released a second part of the game called Dragon Age Awakening, where it's after you defeat the main bad guy and you get to become the Warden Commander of Ferelden. That's the area that you're in. And you're like defeating new enemies and like talking enemies who didn't used to talk before. And it's just interesting.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go through all the Dragon Ages. You know, I started 3 and I never finished it. And so I think I'm going to roll through like a warrior saga where every character I make is a two-handed weapon warrior.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Have fun with it, you know?
Nice. I've never actually played any of the Dragon Age games. If you guys have, let us know which one you like or if you like the franchise in its entirety.
I've heard it's a weird mix of things. Like, normally the second game is the best game of all, you know, with every kind of trilogy series. And a lot of people don't like the second game. And the second one's honestly my favorite fucking one. Like, I had so much fun with the second one.
Most people say the third one's, like, one of the best ones.
I think so, but I only got so far in the third one, and it was a little difficult because it's more open terrain.
And the newest one, Vanguard, I heard got a lot of mixed reviews.
I heard that one just sucked hard.
Like, a lot of people said it really sucked, but then, like, there were some people that said, like, it didn't suck as much as people said, but it still wasn't
up to snuff. But also, I heard that just completely ended the series.
Yeah, yeah.
So they completely canceled all the future Dragon Age games. It's just like Mass Effect with Andromeda, you know, it just ended the fucking series.
For sure.
Oh, well. All right, well, you want to talk about any games you're playing?
I guess I'll talk about
Love?
Well, I've been playing...
Loss?
I started two different games. One game we're actually going to be playing in a couple weeks, so I'll talk a little bit about it, but I won't talk too much, and then I'll mention the other one I just started. So one we're going to be doing in a few weeks, just a little throw it out there, get you guys excited. Claire Expedition 33. Claire Obscure Expedition 33.
Claire Obscure 67 Expedition 33.
Yeah. Very confusing title. I just always call it Expedition 33. Most people do, or just Claire Obscure. The music and everything for this game is just fucking beautiful. This is Final Fantasy meets Lies of P.
Yeah.
It's everything I want. I don't like turn-based games a lot of times. I have stayed away from Final Fantasy and most of the games because I don't like turn-based games. I've only played the games that aren't turn-based.
Shit, man, that's all my shit.
The only turn-based game I've ever really gotten through or played in my life has been the Pokemon games.
Yeah.
And
those are like heavily turn-based because turn-based normally, it's a very unique thing because, you know, Knights of the Old Republic is technically turn-based.
Yeah.
But you can increase the amount of turns you get based on like the speed modifications.
Speed.
Yeah. Dragon Age is the same thing. Yeah. But well, different because it's also happening all at the same time.
Oh, yeah. True.
So in the time you can make 3 moves, your opponent can make 1 single move, but also they could end up making 6 moves, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a different way to look at turn based, but they are fucking hard sometimes. It's fucking obnoxious playing them sometimes.
I saw a review of this game that said, I hate turn-based games, and this game is, I absolutely love it. And so I was like, you know, that intrigues me. I am also a person who doesn't really care for turn-based games, but this one, it's turn-based games, but you can dodge or parry during the enemy's turns.
Oh, nice.
So it's got a unique concept to it, and it's very unique in every one of its mechanics and shit. Like, it's
well, I mean, that's not really unique, though, is it?
No, it's not crazy. It's not like it's like the craziest thing ever, but it's just like merging two game styles in one. It's merging the Souls-like kind of dodge parry mechanic that everyone loves in games today with turn-based. It's just adding something so you're not just sitting and waiting during the enemy's turns.
That is
what I love.
I want to say the original Phantasy Star, and a lot of games, honestly, they have a defend option for your turn. So essentially,
yeah,
you're
doing
the same.
You don't get to use your turn most of the time.
True, but if you know the enemy is going to use a really strong move,
yeah,
and you block that, and then you use your strongest move, you're taking zero damage and you're doing a shit ton of damage.
Yes,
you know?
But I also hate that because you're not really getting to use your turn. Like,
oh, well. Like, yeah, you know, it's strategy at that point.
I know it's more strategy, but I'm such a combat heavy focused person on a lot of things that I really like when it's full combat. When it gets too much involved, sometimes I step away from it, depending on how engaging the game is or whatever. But I gotta say, I've put 50 hours in it in 2 weeks.
Nice.
It's fucking wild, dude.
I think this last week I put 50 hours into finishing Origins too. So I'm
with
you.
I gotta say, like, this, everyone's saying it's one of the gonna be the game of the year contenders. I full-heartedly agree. It's insane. It's wild. I hope you guys listen to when we review it. I think Scott's gonna enjoy the hell out of it too. Hopefully,
nice. I like turn-based games, so
yeah.
All right. Yeah. Did you say you had a second game, or are you done?
Yeah, the other game I started was another game people have been chatting about quite a bit. The only game that's so far beating Split Fiction in reviews is Blueprints.
Blueprints,
like, yeah, royalty.
Yeah.
But
oh, Blueprints.
Yes.
That's a really fucking stupid name, but unless they're doing like a strategy kind of game.
It's a strategy roguelike.
Yeah, I am
Blueprint,
so good.
Building a mansion.
Yeah, yeah,
game,
yeah. That's exactly
puzzles.
Well, exactly what I pictured it being. So.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you did the name like that for that reason.
Yeah.
And if you did it for any other reason, it's dumb. But because you did it for this reason, it works.
Yeah.
This game, very intriguing so far. I haven't gotten too far into it, but it's weird having a puzzle game that's a roguelike.
Yeah.
Like, no combat, no actually, like, enemies or anything. It's just a puzzle game. The amount of notes you have to take in this is something everyone's been talking about. I've been seeing TikTok videos where people have, like, 8 pages of notes, like, in an actual notebook. Like, this is the first game that's made me actually have to write shit down in so long. And I'm like, dude, you have to write down everything.
They don't have an option in the game to, like, take notes?
No. And even in the game tells you you should grab a notepad.
Okay, that would have been smart of them to build in, like, a little typing area so you could take your own notes
in
the game.
But there's honestly a lot that I wouldn't want to type with a controller.
Oh, like, yeah, you don't play it on computer. Or if you do,
yes,
you're playing it with a controller.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, yep. And if I had it on my computer, I would just have my second monitor have, like,
yeah,
Google,
like,
Docs
Word
open.
Or, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
So,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's another really fun one. People are really enjoying. Both of those games are on Game Pass, by the way. If you are interested at all, check it out.
All right. Well, let's get right into this. I'll start us off. We're going to start with our vehicles, favorite vehicle combat or vehicles in games.
Yes.
And of course, dude, you can't mention this without mentioning Mario Kart. Like,
fair.
This is
I was wondering if you're going to say it.
This is one of the most unique battle systems of all time, and especially the original Mario Kart, because not only is it like a racing battle system where you're like trying to win the race, but they have an option to do just battles. Like, they have like mini maps that are essentially battle royales. And you have three balloons,
and
once
balloons.
And you're, once your balloons are gone, you're done. Like that.
I love the original.
Right? Yeah, it's crazy how just good they made that game. How fucking unique it was at the time it came out. Because honestly, no one was doing games like that. You know, you looked at racing games, and they were just fucking like these 2D scrollers where you pass people and sometimes hit pedestrians, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but it's one of the only kart racing games that have actually succeeded and kept going.
Like, for
it's
sure.
One of the few. Like,
well,
Crash Bandicoot has one.
I think
know, like,
it's
Sonic
because,
has a couple.
You know, those are different. You know, when you think about Crash Bandicoot and you think about Sonic, Sega just failed, and that just happened.
Yeah.
But Crash Bandicoot, you know, it existed in a as a game company's game, but not as the makers of the consoles game company's game, you know?
True.
Like, they could, it could fail miserably,
true,
and they could just keep making it because why the fuck not at this point? It's their console. Yeah.
I mean, fair point.
Yeah.
It's a whole
but
conglomerate,
I mean,
not just
to,
a
yeah, and to be fair,
developer.
They did such a fucking phenomenal job, and they are the first one, I believe. I don't think any of the other games came out till after they did.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. because I think they even had the first one N64 before even Diddy Kong Racing didn't come out till after 64 came out, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Super Mario. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it came out on the 64, didn't it?
The original one was on the Super Nintendo.
Mario Kart?
The original Mario Kart. Yeah, I had it on the original.
Oh, Nintendo. I didn't even know that. I thought the original Nintendo was the N64 version.
No, the N64 one was the second game of the series, actually.
Oh, okay, nice.
So that's why I said, like, I think even Mario Kart 64 came out before even Diddy Kong Racing.
Well, I think, I think that's 100%.
Yeah, and then I think
Diddy Kong came
Sega
out
Sega didn't come out until one, until PlayStation 2, Xbox 360 area, if I remember right. Yeah. And
I mean, Crash Team Racing came out
was on PlayStation 1.
Yeah, it was on 1.
Yeah.
And it probably came out around the same time, just a little bit after. They probably saw that and said, "Oh, we could do it."
Yeah.
So
but yeah, I mean, that's a great answer. Honestly, like, some of the most fun combat, like, it's one of those combats that, like, it's so frustrating though, cuz like, I love that anyone can play it.
Yeah,
but it's also so frustrating that anyone could play it. Like, you could win just randomly because someone else gets shit on so hard. Mm-hmm. Like, and when you have those moments where you get hit by 8 things in a row, it's one of the most aggravating moments in all of gaming. But when you have those moments where you're like laps ahead of people and hit every shortcut and hit every power up and hit every thing, you're just like, fuck yeah, I'm the best kart racer. Yeah.
And you know what's funny about it too is that it came out on so many different systems. Like, there's a Game Boy Advance version. I had the Nintendo DS version when that was out. Mm-hmm. It's on the Switch. It was on every Wii. It's on the fucking N64, apparently.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Super Nintendo. I mean, it's like every fucking system, they have a Mario Kart.
You and said it yourself. Nintendo itself did the game. So
and
it makes
also,
sense that...
But also, like, it's not bad on any of those systems. That's the crazy. It's really not. There's no system where I'm like, well, this is complete garbage. Like, they're all okay.
It's one of the few franchises that doesn't have a game that's like everyone's like, that's obviously the worst one. Like, people argue for each one. Like, even like Double Dash, like some of the weirder ones. Like,
I love Double Dash. That's one of my favorite.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that was one of the ones that was like more of an outlier because it's the only really unique one of the series.
Yeah, but it's probably the best one of all time. So,
yeah. So, like, even when they branched out and tried something a little different, they still succeeded. So, there's not really a game in the franchise. Like, I even love going back and playing the original ones, honestly. Yeah. Like, they're so fun. And I love, like, the Switch adding all of the old maps and stuff like that. Yeah. So, you get to play on all those again. Like, it's still great. Like, those maps still work today. They didn't even need to do anything different with them.
They're perfect. All right. What's your first one, Steve? What you got?
All right. For me, I'm actually going to go for a little bit of a blast of the past. I don't know if you've ever played the Star Wars game. It was actually a
pod racing game?
Star Wars game. Shadow of the Empire.
Yeah, I did play it. That's the Luke Skywalker one, right?
I think you play as Luke for part of it. You play as Han for part of it. You play as Dash Randar as part of it. Like, it's a bunch of different characters. Or you might be thinking of the Super Nintendo.
I don't remember.
Luke Skywalker one.
I know I played one where you were either Luke Skywalker or their son. I cannot remember which.
I do remember in this one, at least in this moment of the game that I'm talking about. This is in the Battle of Hoth. I think this is actually one of the first missions of the game, if not the first mission. You're in a snow speeder and you're taking on like all the AT-ATs and AT-STs.
Yeah, I do remember this. Yes.
Honestly, it's one of the best like Battle of Hoth sequences I've played in a long time. Like, and honestly, the Battlefront 2 game also had comparable Battle of Hoth, but this one to me, like, it just had everything. It had the hitting the AT-STs or AT-ATs with the harpoon, mm-hmm. and then circling around it with the wire and making it trip and fall. Like, that's actually how you had to take them down. You had to shoot down everything else. Like, it's some of the most fun, like, nostalgic combat I've ever had. And I saw a video of it again recently, and I just like, oh my god, I forgot how much I love that. And I was like, I need to pull out my Nintendo 64 and play that again, because I think I still have that game, actually.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to come at you with a Star Wars game then.
Ooh.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Actually, I had this on my list as well.
Nice. Yeah, this game, they did such a, you know, this is a game they didn't have to add any space combat to. They did not.
Seriously.
Like, literally. They could have just cut it and it would have been fine. But
they
honestly,
just giving us the Mos Eisley map.
Yeah. One, like the space combat, though, is so much fucking fun. Half the fun of that game is being in a whatever ship you, whatever side you're on, because you can choose whatever side.
Yeah.
And just fighting in space and dogfighting, and then also taking down like the giant things on the capital ships and everything. Like, it's a really cool fucking experience just being up there and playing that kind of space battle game, you know?
My favorite thing with that game was doing the conquest mode, and you'd
have
the moments on the planet, you'd have the
giant
moments
maps.
In space, and the moments in space were so cool. And I always loved, my favorite thing to do was like take a ship out, fly around, take about a bunch of their fighters, and then I'd go take out all the turrets on their ship, and then I'd fly into their ship, and then go and take
start
like,
taking out all the systems
in the interior. Ah, this is the coolest thing. Like, you're telling me a game that's like that old had ship combat that good,
that,
and you could infiltrate ships and stuff. Like, I don't even, there's not a game even today where I think about where you can like drive your ship onto another ship and dismantle it from the inside. Like, that's such a unique thing, and I'm like,
remember,
why
you
isn't
could
that
take the
ship?
There was a spawner where you could take it inside the ship, and then if you died you could spawn back inside the ship. The troop carrier ships or whatever they were. That's so cool. It's such a cool fucking, it, honestly, that's probably one of the best games of all time, and it sucks balls so much that they just keep ruining it.
I mean, I didn't hate everything about the remake version of it. Like, the new story mode was at least interesting. The multiplayer has gotten better since they got rid of a lot of the microtransactions, or at least lessened
them. It's nowhere near the original multiplayer.
No, it's not even close. Like,
I still play that sometimes when I'm just bored.
Honestly, like, that one I would go back to, because it was one of some of those fun. And honestly, like, I was actually thinking about multiplayer games while kind of making up like our multiplayer list we'll talk about later. But like, a lot of multiplayer games today, I just don't play as much as I used to with multiplayer games back then.
I agree.
Yeah. But yeah. All right. So my next one, I will go to another big, I'll go for their Ubisoft game, actually. I'm going to praise
Ubisoft
here a little bit.
How fucking dare you with
their
trash
ship
gaming
combat. In Assassin's Creed 3 and Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Did they have ship combat in 3?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. Yes. I didn't. I've never really played the. I played the first one, I think, and that was it.
Okay. I've played almost all of them.
Yeah.
Not all the way through on all of them, but I've played at least 9 of them. I don't even know how many there are anymore.
Yeah, probably 57.
Yeah, I played through 1, the second trilogy, 3. I played through part of 4, most of Odyssey, most of Valhalla, a little bit of Rogue, a couple of the other ones. But the ship combat in these games is second to none. And I mean that. Like, there's not, I love pirates. I love a lot of like pirate movies. I love like a lot of the stories of pirates. But the pirates have been done dirty in video games. There's not many video games that do pirates well, and especially doing pirate ships well. And I gotta say, Assassin's Creed nails that. Like, and one of the games, actually, I think on a little bit of both of the game, you get actually like build up your ship a little bit, add cannons, add men, like build up defenses on your ship. And then you go out and the ship combat is actually like really cool. It feels really real. It's realistic. The cannon fire is crazy. The destruction of the ships is awesome. It's like Battlefield levels of destruction of how cool it is to see a ship just torn apart by cannonballs. And when you really take over a ship and just demolish someone, it feels so great. And you can, like what I was just saying with Battlefront 2, swing onto their ship and fight people on their ship. What the? Like, seriously, this things need to be in video games today. I don't understand why we don't have this kind of shit in video games today.
I mean, we do. There's a pretty popular game out there that does that right now.
I mean, yeah, but it's a multiplayer game. It's an online always game. Sea of Thieves is what you're talking about, or Skull and Bones or whatever.
Sea of Thieves. It's actually really, the ship battles in that is really fun.
I've heard it's pretty good, but I just,
you'd like it, and it's
like the have to do all always multiplayer,
and you do because you need multiple people manning multiple cannons. Exactly, like, it's crazy, but it's a lot of,
you can't play it solo.
If you have a good group of friends to play that with, you will have fun with it.
I'm sure if I had a group of friends, like, that's one of those games that you need a group.
I'm also sure if you had friends, yes.
Fuck you. You my friend? Some of the listeners are my friends.
All right.
Because they're the only ones listening.
Oh, no. Yeah, I like that one actually a lot because I know that, you know, that's what inspired, God, what is the game? What did you say? The Skull and Bones? Yeah, but, you know, and then they fucked it all pretty hard. But other than that, they inspired an entire game that they fucked up bad. But,
I mean, it is a lot of what everyone says is some of the best shit battling in gaming. So,
yeah,
I had to mention it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go at you with one that's not technically a game, but made up.
Oh.
Warthog Wars.
Warthog Wars.
Oh,
right.
My God. This is one of my favorite games back in the day on the Halo 2 map. Which one? Waterworks, I think it was. Essentially, everyone had warthogs, and you're just constantly trying to push each other to fall off. That was it. Yeah.
So it's like Fusion Frenzy sumo wrestling kind of.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. It was just really fucking Fusion Frenzy. I haven't thought about that game in years.
Right. I know. Bless and pass.
With the Warthog, where it was just a fun time, you know, like the Warthogs are built in such a way that they basically bounce when you hit them. So you could hit them over an edge really easily. And, you know, they expanded on this later and they kind of took, it's amazing what the players came up with. And then fucking Microsoft took that and said, well, now it's our idea. And then they make like, well, we're going to make, you know, somebody made the original, what is it called? Sniper Goose. That was just an original game that somebody made that people had fun with, and then they took that and made it into its own little thing. But, you know, Warthog Wars was just this, it was a fun time. You would just fuck around on Waterworks for hours with your friends, hitting each other with warthogs, getting knocked over the edge, yelling at each other that, hey, you fucking, you loser, you're, what was it called back in the day? You're hosting? You're fucking hosting, bro.
I don't even know.
Hosting was because people who had better internet speeds were tended to be the host of the game, and the host got privileges when it came to lag.
Yeah.
So
fair. Okay.
Yeah. That's it was just, it was so much fun back in the day. I'm sure there's a lot of people who ended up playing that because it was just one of those games that everyone loved.
Halo had a lot of vehicle combat. I remember the one thing I remember doing in Halo with the Warthogs was, I think it was on the map Headlong in Halo 2. I had a group of friends where we'd do like stupid games that we would make up with vehicles. Like one of the ones was we'd have one person with a grav hammer in the middle of the dirt area underneath where the bridge is up. And the other three would have vehicles. Like one would have a ghost, one would have a warthog, and one would have either like a wraith or something. And we'd all just like, they'd all go after each other, and they'd really go after the person with the hammer. They'd all get up on the person with the hammer, and the person with the hammer would try to survive.
I mean, remember with there was Cat and Mouse too, where there were a bunch of wraiths fighting, and you had ghosts, and you had to hide as the ghosts.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of really good.
They had Halo
vehicle combat shit.
Yeah, Halo 2 had probably some of the best vehicle combat, but not just for the combat, for the funness of it. You know.
Well, and even just like the vehicle levels in the game, like that one where you're in the Warthog driving away from all the explosions at the end of the game. Is Halo 2?
Halo 1. Halo 1 and Halo 3.
Yeah. Like even that, especially if you do have a playing that co-op and have people like on the back gunning and stuff, like that's some of the most fun chaos and like fun, like yelling moments you'll have at each other, like turn left, no, no, turn that way, no, 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 why are you going? You need to go. Like it's the vehicle combat that was, especially like the Banshee doing all the Banshee tricks, and like when you got really good, you would like jump out of your Banshee and like land on another vehicle and hijack it. It's got one of the best vehicle hijacking systems in any vehicle game I can think of.
I think they did a great job with the game and as a whole.
Oh,
all right, what do you got next?
Next is a game I need to play a little bit more of. I only scratched the surface of it, but I really did enjoy this aspect of it. This is the Mad Max game, actually. I think it came out in like 2013, somewhere around there, like 2010 eras.
I mean, the entire movies are set with like vehicle combat, essentially. So
yes, and basically it's the same combat game as like an Arkham Asylum when you're like on foot. But then it's got a whole vehicle combat system and you have to build up your vehicle and you have to take care of your vehicle the entire time because your vehicle is kind of your lifeline. It's the only way through the desert. It's the only way to
kind of have to do a lot with your vehicle.
Actually, this is a movie about having sex with a vehicle. It's called Titan. I watched that not too long ago.
Can't even look at you.
She gets pregnant from it, too, I think, if I remember.
Oh, good. It's a woman having sex with a vehicle. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes, a woman has sex with the vehicle. It's a very, very weird and just weird, bizarre movie. And
yeah, it sounds
like
it.
It's got a lot of like things that you don't know if are they're real or not. But yeah. But Mad Max doesn't actually have to deal with vehicle fucking, but you do fuck other people's vehicles over. So that is a good part of the game. But honestly, like the bashing in it, the using the guns in it, the even this driving around on the dunes, it's all really, really good. And a Mad Max game like tied to the movie had no right being any good at all.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's very highly praised, especially for its vehicle aspects of the game.
I mean,
so
that had to be around the time that Fury Road came out, right?
I think so.
That might have been a little bit earlier than Fury Road, but it had to like restart it in some way to get people excited. All right, well, I like that one. I'll come at you.
2015.
Yeah, so around that time. I'll come at you with a little different of a game. Starfield,
all right. Yeah.
So Starfield's vehicle combat is really fucking cool, actually. I love the space combat in general. Like, it's really, it's interesting. I know it's very limited because they don't let you travel a lot in space. But the amount that they do let you travel is really fucking cool. And you get to do these like essential dogfights all the time. And like everything about the space stuff is actually a lot of fun.
Okay.
And it's almost disconcerting because it's really, really like you could run into anything, but you don't feel like that pressure of running into anything. But the space combat itself is fucking cool. You have to power your own shields. You have to power your own weapons. You have to make sure you're doing good. You have to make sure you have health kits so you can heal because you're fighting multiple people in space. You can buy different ships and customize ships. Like, it is a really cool experience just dogfighting in space.
I mean, the customizing ships alone is one of the reasons why I wanted to get into that game.
Yeah.
It was one of the games that I started. I was like, wait, this is way too big for me right now.
Yeah.
I'll get back to it later.
You would like it. It takes some time to get used to it. I think it took me 2 or 3 hours just to like really jump in and understand what I was doing. But after I did, I was like, oh my God, I do not regret playing this at all.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely am interested in it. I just need to get back to it. But I mean, the space combat did look pretty interesting from what I've seen of it. And especially the space creation and the ship creation just feels amazing to me. Yeah. Like the things people have created in that are ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. What you got for your next one then?
Well, I had also had Star Wars Battlefront 2. So I guess I will go with I will bring up one of the ones I thought of as an honorable mention. Burnout Revenge.
Boo, boo.
Fuck you.
Boo.
Burnout Revenge was so good. I love the Burnout games. Burnout 3 Takedown and Revenge especially. Or Paradise. They're all really good games. The vehicle combat, it's the most arcadey like racing game you'll play. And everything is just mass chaos. It's just pure destruction. It's almost more realistic than some of the other games with how arcadey it is, because if you hit somebody at 200 miles an hour, you're both going to just dissolve into a burst of flames.
Jesus.
But I just love the carnal destruction of this game, especially one of my favorite modes in this game is this, I think it's called like demolition mode or demolish mode or something. I can't remember exactly, but it was basically a game of horse of chaos and destruction. You'd get a busy intersection and there'd be like ramps and stuff you could take, and you would take turns driving down and trying to cause as much damage as you possibly could. And when you got destroyed, you could still control your car in air.
Okay.
And make it crash into other things.
Interesting.
So it made even the car destruction even crazier, because you could get destroyed and then destroy the person who destroyed you back. But in this, you would cause as much destruction, it would total the amount of damages you caused and the millions of dollars. And then the next person would go, and it would basically be a game of who could cause the most damage. And you do it over and over again, like a 9-hole series, kind of like a game of golf. But it was the most ridiculous thing ever. But the vehicle carnage that you can do in that game is second to none. And it was so extraordinary. And
yeah,
shit go boom.
I mean, Burnout has always been, because that's a series, right? They have multiple games in the Burnout series. It's always been one that I really haven't cared for. Like, I don't know. I played, I think, one or two of the games, and I just did not like them. You know, it's like Need for Speed. You know, Need for Speed is a cool game, right? And like, the games are okay. But once you play one, you're like, okay, well, now I've played literally every single one of these. They're no fucking different from the previous ones. And I'm sure, like, there's little things that some people will say, well, no, you didn't get to experience this. But I'm like, oh, to me, there's nothing unique about some of these games, so I did not like them as much.
I will say, for the Need for Speed series, they have some unique differences. Like,
well, you're fucking wrong. Okay. Well, you're fucking wrong.
More street level. Most of the games are, like, criminal underground street racing games.
Yeah.
But then Pro Street's actually street level racing, so it's more oriented to that and actually tuning your car to very specific natures.
Yeah.
And the Need for Speed, the run, you're actually having a... it's one race the entire game. You're racing across the entire United States.
Yeah.
From New York to LA. And you just have to, like, each segment is a pinpoint from, like, state to state. You'll be like, New York to Pennsylvania, you have to get to place 75 before then. There's 100 racers.
Okay. Yeah. So you're basically doing multiple races over the entire continental United States.
It's one race, but
it, like,
you
split up into different segments.
Okay.
Well, I like that
idea.
So
there are uniquenesses in the game series, but most of them as a whole are the criminal underground racing kind of background.
Yeah.
But then there's also the games where you play as police officers taking down the criminals. So there's even that aspect. So there's, like, four different game types in that series.
Yeah, to me, it always reads the same, I guess. But maybe that's just
honestly,
me.
It feels like Call of Duty.
Yeah,
for car racers.
Once you play one Call
like
of Duty,
15 of them, and you know them all, and they all do feel exactly the same driving wise. So even on the ones that they're different, they're the same because the driving is so similar. Like, you could play, if you're good at one of them, you're good at all of them. There's not, like, one that you're like, oh god, I can't believe you're good at underground. You would never be good at Pro Street. Like, there's no difference in the gameplay and mechanics at all.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I believe I have one more. We're at five, right? Did we do five? Mario Kart, Star Wars, Warthog Wars,
Starfield. Yeah, I guess that would
Starfield.
Be five for me because I had Battlefront as well. So,
So my last one. Now, this one, Steven, this is what you wanted out of Starfield, I think, when we originally talked about it. It's called Outer Wilds. You know, this is a
I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's a very popular game. It's very good. But the space flight, now there's no battles. You don't fight anyone in space. Just the space flight in the game is fucking terrifying. It is literally, you could fly into the fucking sun. It's that terrifying.
Oh, damn.
It is so fucking awful. But
so Subnautica in space.
Yeah, but, like, even worse, it's so realistic. It's a one-to-one realism with how space flight might go if you could fly at those speeds. And which was really cool to experience. Like, it's actually really cool because you could, like, head straight for a planet and just crash right into it, like, and die.
Okay.
Like, it's a crazy game, but it's so much fun too. Like, the space flight actually has a lot of cool things about it. I really enjoyed the game. I still need to finish the expansion for it. Zach bought it for me, and I keep forgetting to actually finish it because we both really like the game. But the game, it has so much uniqueness to it with the space flight that...
Okay.
And then the fact that it is so fucking terrifying just makes it like an extra level of, like, man, this feels real, you know?
Fair.
Yeah, okay. This is one of those games that I would recommend if you're going to play it. just beware if you're an anxious person, because it'll make your anxiety flare pretty high. There's a lot of weird shit.
Games that fucking terrify me to my core, and I hate it. Like, I hate it so much. Yeah. I'm like, I'm such a little bitch. I'm just a little bitch.
Yeah. There's one point. So in the game, there's a comet that goes around the sun, right? Mm-hmm. And it gets really close to the sun at one point. And, you know, a comet's like essentially like ice and methane and all that shit. And you have to land on the comet, stay on the comet, wait till it gets towards the sun. Then it has to melt a certain spot of the ice, and you have to get in quickly. Otherwise, you'll burn to death.
Oh, jeez.
It is just like, when I say this game is fucking terrifying, it is fucking terrifying. Okay.
That's a 20-minute loop game kind of thing, isn't it?
Essentially, every time you die, you get reborn.
Yeah.
Right before you're supposed to do stuff, you know, and
fair.
It's Groundhog Day. It's eternal Groundhog Day, but it's really cool. Like, you discover so much shit. God, and there's a planet in there. I won't ruin it, but oh my God, it'll fuck you up so bad, dude. It'll fuck you up so, so bad.
Are you trying to get me to play this game or stay away from the game? It sounds like you're trying to get me to stay away from the game.
Is honestly amazing. They did such a good job with it, but it gave me fucking nightmares sometimes. Like, it was so hard.
All right. So just be prepared.
All right, let's move on to our next little thing. Do you want to start this one out?
Sure. Best multiplayer games. I'm sure this will go without any question, but I'm sure we will argue about which one. So I'm just
Bet I know exactly what you're about to say. It's on my list too, so we could talk about it a lot.
Halo 2.
I just put Halo because honestly,
I was gonna say Halo, but I was gonna say you probably were gonna say Halo 3. I say Halo 2.
No, you know, I was debating because 2, 3, and 4 are just so fucking good that it's hard to pick one of those for me. But I will say I did spend probably the most time on 2.
Yeah, I say I probably spend the most time on 2, 4, and Reach.
Yeah, 2 and 3 for me.
3 is definitely the one I spent probably the fourth most on. Like, those are obviously my top 4, but
we talk about the Halo games multiplayer, this is like the epitome of what made Xbox Xbox, right? Yes. Halo 2 is literally what invented Xbox Live for Xbox. That is the only thing that kept that fucking going for the longest time.
And Halo was kind of the mascot for Xbox for a fucking reason. Like, like, those games blew up. The amount of popularity that they had, like, it was ridiculous.
Just because of the maps they provided and the gameplay they provided. It's because of the fun that you were able to create within their life, right?
Yes.
So in like Halo 2, half of us had fun just getting out of the maps and fucking around forever. You know, you mentioned, what was the map you mentioned earlier?
Headlong.
You could get out of Headlong by rocket sword canceling. Or rocket jumping up, and that was fucking sweet. And you did this all the fucking time, and that was a lot of fun. And you could super jump, and that was a lot of fun. And you could make up games like zombies, and that was a lot of fucking fun.
Well, and then, like, one of the things I loved about those games, too, was Bungie was so great at the time at listening to the gamers.
Yeah.
So, like, we all created zombies. They created a zombies game mode in-game in the next games.
Yep.
Like,
and Halo 3, I think they created zombies.
Same with Griffball. It became an actual game.
Yep.
Like, that was just a community-based game. A lot of the community-based maps, because you could go into the maps and do map creator and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, one of my friends created this on the Blackout map in Halo 2. He created this giant mechanical spider.
Lockout in Halo 2. Blackout was Halo 3.
Yeah, Lockout. Yeah, sorry. Lockout in Halo 2. But he created this mechanical spider on top of the map. That was just like there, but he kept the rest of the map the same, and it just added this extra height dimension to the map and added all this extra stuff. But Bungie actually sought him out, emailed him, and actually made it like a community like favorite or whatever, and like praised his map. And I was like, that's fucking cool. One of my buddies was one of the first people to get to a certain rank in the online modes. And they gave him the Hayabusa armor, the flaming Hayabusa armor.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, what the fuck? So like, I was just like, I've actually like met people that have actually like gotten like things from Bungie themselves. Like, it was just one of those games that also just had the best communities ever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the just most thriving, like everyone I knew played Halo. It wasn't a thing like, and today, I mean, where like
he says best communities, or, but there was a lot of people online using very choice language with each other. So
I mean, the community wasn't always. Every online community is gonna have shit talkers,
shit
people say horrible
talkers.
Things, people who are awful towards women, people who are awful towards a lot of things, and I hate that part of the community. I don't take part in that part of the community.
Yep.
I honestly don't play a lot of multiplayer games because of that part of the community.
But I mean, like, Halo 2 was cool too because you could make guilds.
Yes.
Which was really fucking sweet. And I remember playing with these people and it was like these three women and they're like, yeah, we're in an all women's guild. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I don't know why you would bother with that. And like, I don't make an all men's guild. I just make a guild and any of my friends can join. But
well, we just had all men's guild just because
exactly. But like, if we did, they'd be welcome to join. There would be no fucking reason not to. Right.
But I understand like, and especially.
Yeah.
Back then for them, especially in today's time,
just,
like an all women's league,
have
like,
that
they just feel better protected playing like, with that community.
And just to have that ability to do that was fucking cool too. Like, honestly, Halo did a lot of things that games copy today and they're still fucking doing, honestly. They fucking killed it. So
I mean, some of the greatest gameplay just ever. And honestly, like, that was some of the greatest gameplay to watch too. I love watching professional Halo. Like, that was the
being
shit.
Part of the, like, tournaments too. That was a lot of fun. Like, we just had a lot of Halo was fucking the best, guys.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, let's move past Halo because of course it's one of the best fucking multiplayer games and no one's gonna argue with it. And if you do, you're just a fucking prick. Go fuck yourself.
You just weren't around to play it at the time or you never played.
You don't
it.
Understand. Yeah. You don't understand that Xbox Live and online gaming would not be the same without Halo 2.
And
that's
don't
all
compare
it
to Titanfall or Call of Duty.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about merits. I hated Call of Duty. That was like the most fucking obnoxious thing. I was okay with it. It's the community. The community was so
honestly,
fucking toxic.
I hated
back
Call
in
of Duty
day.
Community way more than any of you other communities.
Any other one. Literally any other one.
I was the weird guy who bought every single Call of Duty game and didn't play the multiplayer.
Yeah, because the stories were cool. Like, I liked the World War II ones, honestly.
I liked the stories, yeah.
Yeah,
those
were
a lot
of fun.
A lot of the game modes, the operation modes, the elite modes, and the survival modes that they did.
I don't think it's weird. I think it was more normal than we thought, and then just people blew up the fucking... They just wanted something to say, well, what's better, Halo or Call of Duty? And that's really all it was, so...
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking losers. All right.
Call of Duty just became Titanfall anyways.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we are at Minecraft.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we have to mention. So yes, I understand Minecraft can be played alone. It's still fun playing alone, but it will never compare to playing with a bunch of your friends and building houses all next to each other or claiming lands and saying, if you come into Scottopia, I'll fucking kill you.
Pulling pranks on each other.
God damn.
Or if you did what we did, we even built our own, like, we love Rooster Teeth. We've probably said it multiple times on the podcast so far, but the Let's Plays they would do and like the games, the mini games that they would do, like building the Pac-Man courses, the Wipeout courses, building all these like crazy games. Like, we built almost every single one of them in a world ourselves and we would all play them as a group of friends. We'd get like eight of us and jump on there and play this Wipeout course. And it was so fun. I rebuilt that when Jen and I first got together. I rebuilt most of those courses again.
Nice.
So I actually have a world in the new realms and stuff. I have to activate that realm again, but that actually has all that shit. I thought about activating it again and going back in because that was just so much fun.
It is. Like, it's one of the best multiplayer games that ever came out. Honestly, Mojang did a great job by creating it and then sold their souls when they sold it, but that's fine.
Well, it's great too because it's like it's great for creative types, it's great for adventure types, it's great for explorer types. The game's getting better and better as
RPG
it goes on,
types
which,
even.
Yeah, seriously. There's so many different types of games now, especially with the adventures now. Like, you can actually play like frozen adventures in the game of Minecraft.
And I mean, and we're talking about Bedrock Edition, guys, and Java Edition. Yeah. You could do fucking way more, and it's way more fucking inventive. Like, you could just have so much fun with Minecraft. It's amazing.
Well, and I love that it actually has a story mode, but you don't have to pay attention to that at all. Like, you really could just play. Like,
you
want
to dig to the center of the planet, you go for it.
Go for it. You want to just get all the diamonds you can, go for it. There's
a modding community is fucking great too. Like, honestly, everyone is. The Minecraft is a cool as shit game. Like, it is the fucking coolest game in the world.
And it's a game that came out so long ago that's still being played ridiculously.
Yeah, 2008, 2009
things ever. Yeah, I think somewhere around there.
All right, what you got for your next one?
Next one, Jackbox Party Games.
Oh, great pick. Great fucking pick.
Thank you.
About that.
There are 11 of these now. There's 10 mainstream series and then a naughty pack.
Naughty.
Yeah. The naughty pack only comes with 3 games, though, instead of the normal 5. So it's a little bit of a bummer. It's just the same price, too. But almost every one of these packs are so good. It's great for a lot of different types. It's great thing to play at a party. Everyone just uses their phone as the controller. It has great. One of my favorite games in there is basically just Cards Against Humanity, Quiplash. But you create all the answers. You don't have to go buy cards. You don't have to have, oh, I only have these 10 answers to have. You have whatever the fuck you want to say it. And that makes it so great. Yeah. And
we had some honestly, great nights just playing that Jackbox together. You know, it's just a lot of fun.
I do it with my family once a month.
It's like, it's a great thing to do.
Like living in Ohio.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do when you live far away too. Like it's awesome. And if you just wanted to watch someone play, you could do that, I believe. I think they have like rooms for that.
Well, there's actually audience mode. You can you can watch people's streams and enter the audience, and you could participate and like pick answers you think are the funniest, or you pick answers you think are the best, and you can give extra points to the players playing. Like, it's a very interactive game, even for the audience. It's so unique. I love that just they have all the different styles of games. They have like an Among Us style game. They have different trivia games. One of our favorite games is a murder mystery party.
Yep.
It's basically a psycho serial killer captures you and makes you answer questions. And if you get them wrong, he kills you. And you have to be the one person who survives the castle. mansion.
It's a trivia game.
It is. But it's very fun and unique. And they bring a lot of horror tropes in there. Mm-hmm. And it's very much horror inspired. And they play it so well. And the voice acting in that game is hilarious for all the people hosting the games. Just fun games.
I agree. Well, I'll come at you with Brute Force. Now, this is an original Xbox game. I'm not sure if it was on anything else, but essentially you have four heroes you can play as, and your friends can play as the other heroes. And you're a team of like skilled soldier people things. And like, it was just a really cool third person shooter game. It was a lot of fun. It's got fairly bland, non-interesting story, but just being able to sit there on the same console and play this like specialized game. Because when you think of Halo and the campaign, you know, you're both playing as Master Chief at that point.
Yeah.
You know, in this story, you're playing each as individual characters with each individual stories, with each individual things to give to the team. And they all have different kinds of like weapons they could use. They all have different, one's a stealth person, sniper person, one's a brute, like a melee person.
More of a class-based.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was really, really cool to play this game with a bunch of your friends and just fuck around, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. It's one of those games that you could sit all together in a room and actually just have fun, have a bag of chips, have some sodas, and just, you know, do the whole old school 2002 fucking LAN party shit. So
kind of playing like old school, like Gauntlet, but with a shooter.
Yeah. 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 More of a third person shooter, not overhead.
Fighter. Fair. All right. Yeah. I've never played that one, but I've heard about that one. That one sounds fun. For me, I'm going to go with one that is mainly known for its single player, but its PvP is highly praised.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Dark Souls 3, I think, has some of the best multiplayer and PvP action.
Okay.
I honestly, it's one of the things when you're playing the game online, there's certain guilds and stuff that actually can invade worlds, or like you'll be part of a guild and you're like the guild leader, or whatever, just like, hey, I'm summoning you to go attack this bitch. And your goal is to jump into this person's story mode and kill them. And if you kill them, you get rewarded. And if you don't, that you just come back to your game.
You lose your penis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You lose your penis.
That's it.
I mean, it feels that way because of how much you are emasculated. But honestly, it's some of the best PvP. It's some of the most like heart-pounding, exhilarating things, especially because like they come at you while you're in the middle of the story. So you could be like going and fighting. They can't infiltrate boss areas. So if you're in a boss zone, they teleport back to their world. But if you're in between boss areas, which are usually pretty long sections,
yeah,
you're still facing all these other enemies. And there's certain spells in the game where you can like transform yourself into just something that's in the environment. So if there's a bunch of boxes in the environment, you'll transform into a box. And then you can just hide in a pile of boxes. And then as soon as they pass by you, if they didn't realize that there was only 3 boxes there instead of 4 and don't have the entire map memorized, you could sneak up behind them, get a quick backstab on them, and kill them, and they lose all their souls. And you just like fucked up their day, probably.
Yep.
But like, there's certain like things, and there was a big like honor code with it because of how popular the PvP got, where like there's certain people would like bow to you before they actually attacked you. They'd only attack you one at a time, because there was other ways, like you could actually like come in as a group with certain guilds. So like 2 of you would go into one person's area, but he was playing with 3 friends, so he had 3 people summoned and you had 2, so it's like 4v3, and you're like, it's a whole fight. But then they're also having to deal with the enemies of the area if there's enemies in that area, so it gets really crazy. They still have to deal with the environmental factors if there's poison on the ground, so do you. So the PvP just gets insane, and it gets so hard and complex, and everything feels very like ancient samurai, because one false move means you're dead.
Yeah.
Like,
all right.
And in those runs, it's terrible when that happens.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come at you with Apex Legends.
All right. All right.
This is just this is one of those battle royales that it's every battle royale effectively is the same. Every single one is the same. You get shields, you get armor, you get health, mm-hmm. you get weapons, you start with nothing. But in Apex Legends, just the addition of abilities makes it really cool. And then when you're playing with your friends, it's like you're really, really focused on everybody pulling their weight.
Okay.
You know, and then you can tell who doesn't pull their weight because it gives you the damage at the end. That's just like, it's just a fun multiplayer game, and they put a lot of different kinds of games in there too. It's not just like the battle royale mode. They do have a regular like fighting mode where you respawn. They try their best to keep it up to date. And honestly, it's just one of those games where I always had fun playing with my friends. It's just...
That's fair.
Yeah. And like, you'll get pissed off at each other because you'll be like, how the fuck do you only do 200 damage to my 16,000 damage, you fucking loser?
I mean, if that's big of a difference, that's way too much. But
yeah, yeah. And it's that fun. It's that level of fun where you just... You're screaming at each other. You're saying... You know, it's the code thing where they're like, 35 north, 35 north, 4 inbound, 35 north. And you're just like, I don't know what that means.
No.
It was a fun time back in the day. And even when you play with like randos, it's still kind of fun, even though a lot of them are just white guys who say the N word. So.
Yeah. I mean, like we said, a lot of online communities, you have to be worried about what people say in online chats.
I just mute everyone now. Everyone is just kind of a fucking idiot. They're all like trying to act really cool.
Yeah. Most of the time when I play any multiplayer games, I don't play with a headset. Unless I'm playing with a friend, I don't want to hear anybody. I don't want to speak to anybody.
Well, and it's funny too. Well, yeah, because Steven gets shit on all the time on Smite, and it's the funniest shit in the world.
Even but, when I'm one league, it's stupid.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really funny because I bet if you meet these people in real life, they would not fucking say the shit they say.
Oh, most people wouldn't say the shit they say.
I mean, I absolutely would, because I have before.
I know you would. but most people don't. Like, most people like hide behind a microphone. They're literally not saying it.
There's a lot of backbone when you don't have to like get punched in your fucking nose. But
exactly. Yeah.
And then they'll troll you or something, or like be like, I looked you up on Google. I know who you are. And I'm like, okay, fucking great. You see who I am. Come to my fucking house. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What do you got?
That's fair. So one of the most, we were talking about nostalgic ones, the 007 series.
Yeah.
Agent Under Fire, GoldenEye, Nightfire, all of those.
Nightfire was fucking the best, man. That multiplayer map. Oh, God, it's so cool. The castle and the cabin. Ah, God, I love that fucking map.
There's so many things. Like, even, like, a lot of things in that. Like, there was the drone vehicles, like the drone helicopter.
Yep.
There was the Q-Claw stuff. There was
the weird, the fucking laser gun thing that you can get at the end of the game. Like, God, that's so fucking, it's so cool.
The multiplayer in that was just so cool. The way you could create different rules for the game. Mm-hmm. You could increase the speed. You could increase the damage. You could lower the 600 damage.
600 times the speed or whatever. So fun.
I think it was 300%. Or maybe it was 600. One of the games I think did have up to 600, but most of them had up to 300, I think.
Yeah.
You could make it single shot kills. You could give everyone golden guns. You could give everyone limited ammo. It was just one of those things. Like, I love the games that let you be creative with how you want to play them.
Everyone had huge heads.
The huge head cheats were all fun.
So
I miss
fun.
Those in games, honestly. Yeah. I miss a lot of the old school style of cheats where it was just dumb cheats. Like, they weren't cheats to actually get you anything. They weren't cheats like infinite wealth. Like, sometimes they had that, but I love the ones that were like fat head, laundry machine body.
Yep.
Like, whatever the fuck it was just bullshit.
Make all characters naked. That was a fun one for a lot of games, too.
I love the parodies they had of that. Like, in the Tomb Raider game, the game developers put in a code that they said was a cheat code for naked
nudity.
Laura, but then it would just blow them up.
Oh, that's funny. Well, it made her naked first, but it just, you didn't see it because you were blown up.
No, it just blew her up. It didn't
You don't even know. They did. They gave them one pixel of nakedness.
People would have paused that. I mean, you saw they did with fucking Samus in Smash Brothers with when you lightning bolted her and you could see her
it's true, but that's slower. I'm talking about, like, you'd have to be fucking amazing to get this.
I mean, true, but people would
that'd be pretty funny. All right, I like the James Bond thing, man. The James Bond was a cool fucking multiplayer experience back in the day.
Honestly, I have been dying for like a James Bond
a good one. That's the problem.
A remake or just a new
Nightfire
one.
Guys, seriously, fucking just remaster Nightfire.
Honestly, like,
make
just
the controls
do
better and let's go
with new controls. Like,
it's just the level of what it is, you know. James Bond isn't cool anymore, and it makes sense. There's a lot of forcing in James, or like encouraging that women have to be what they are, but you know, it's the name of the game with James Bond. It was always like pleasant and funny, so
I think it'd
be fine.
There's some problematic things, I'm sure, with some of the James Bond. I haven't seen like all the movies or anything, but there's problematic things with most things.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I just honestly, like, this is one of those franchises that I'm surprised doesn't have good games and didn't keep continuing to have good games, because I'm like, how did you fumble it so hard? Like, after, like, Rogue Agent and a bunch of that stuff happened, like, the games just died. Yep. I know they made, like, a Quantum of Solace game and shit, but nobody ever touched it. Like,
I think Daniel Craig just ruined James Bond, that's all.
That might be the case. I don't
know. It has to be.
Maybe.
All right,
Pierce Brosnan back.
All right, last one here. I have Grounded. Now, this, you know, I'm such an Obsidian fanboy. It's just what I am. I fucking love Obsidian so much. They are such a good gaming company, and they just care about the players so fucking much. And when they go into a multiplayer game, they make it as multiplayer as they possibly can.
Honestly, I haven't even played Grounded solo. I played it a little bit when I first started playing solo. But then as soon as I started playing with Jenna, it got so much better.
It's so much fun. Like, the game, I'm sure, solo is fun, but playing with people is so much more fun. Just building up your base, being able to build it anywhere, essentially. Like, the unlocks you can have in there, the cool things. They even have, like, special stuff that you can get only during certain times of year.
But the, like, seasonal gifts and stuff, like the Christmas,
like,
trees
just
and the
playing the game itself is so much fucking fun, and they still fucking update it. They still make it as multiplayer as they can. Like, guys, if you have
their final update not too long ago,
nice. Yeah, because they're going to be working on so many games here coming up. I think they're going to be the one studio that I hope never closes because they are my favorite studio of all time.
I mean, fair. It's a good studio. It's a good studio.
Yeah. Amazing studio. It used to be BioWare before fucking EA ruined them, and now it's them.
But I mean, Grounded, we've talked about it multiple weeks before, but this game is just phenomenal in so many different ways. Like I was saying, the different weapon styles, the different combat styles, like the different perks and stuff, and the way you have to level up the perks and the way you have to farm and everything. It's Minecraft, but better. Like I honestly, like I hated to say it when I first started saying that, but the more and more I say it, the more true I think it is. And the new game pluses in that get crazy. The bosses in that, I don't know how many bosses you've fought now, but the boss fights in that are ridiculous.
I believe I fought the Broodmother. I found the boss area for the other Broodmother, the infected one.
We found the boss area for
the Mantis, I believe, in the hose.
Yeah, the flower pot. Yeah.
I don't remember.
You take the hose up to the flower pot, yeah.
Lana found it, so.
And then the beehive's in the shed, but you have to do something to.
We haven't been in the shed yet. We're still working on getting in the shed, so.
Fair.
Yeah. Right now we're working on getting all the cool upgrades and stuff. The next thing I want to make is the new crossbow that we just found.
Nice. Crossbows are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Love just everything, like even the armor, like every bug in the game, you can create your own different armor. Like I said, it kind of takes away from Monster Hunter in that aspect.
Yeah,
it mixes Monster Hunter with Minecraft. It's
in just such a perfect way.
It is really just perfect. Yeah. All right. Just the exploration of it. Like one of the best things I find about it is I love building. Like I love building the camp. I love building like the showrooms with all the things to get all the extra buffs and stuff. And Jin loves exploring and fighting. So most of the time we get in there and we just like branch off like, all right, I'll build everything. You do this. I'll set up all the zip lines across the entire map. You do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great game. And I think that's it. I think that's all our stuff.
That is.
All right, guys. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. This was a fun one. We got a lot of cool things said. And if you want to reach out, soulofagamerpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know your favorite games, your favorite multiplayer games, your favorite racing or vehicles. And
please do. Yes. And follow us on TikTok. And we will be posting on Instagram and stuff shortly, too. We are trying to do a bunch of new content coming up shortly. So keep an eye out for that. I will be also moving in the next couple of weeks. So you'll see a new location, new setup behind me and everything. So it'll be all sweet.
Yep. Yep. All right, guys. We will catch you on the next one. Bye. Yeah, sweet game.
It takes two.
Bye. Yep. Bye.
No.
Yes.